540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Jackson Hewitt.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. It's been a day to clean up and look for survivors from last night's tornadoes, which left hundreds of miles of damage and destruction from western Mississippi to Alabama. 26 people are known dead. CBS's Omar Villafranca spoke with one survivor in Silver City, Mississippi.
I've been living here since I married my wife.
Rafer Thomas has lived in the Old Town subdivision for 30 years. But last night, he almost died in his home when the tornado ripped through the neighborhood.
When I heard that loud crash, but then when it got over with, I realized it was that tree. I kind of took my legs and everything into one ball.
Instincts, you just balled up.
I just balled up to try to get into the tightest corner.
They're also looking for survivors after Friday's chocolate factory explosion in West Reading, Pennsylvania. While two people are known dead and five unaccounted for, rescue workers have found one person alive. Borough Council member Philip Wirth.
The silver lining in all this is someone was found alive.
Yes.
Someone was found alive that was, you know, in rubble and not knowing whether or not they were going to live or die. And fortunately, we found that person, and they've got a second chance.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he's placing tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus after Britain's move to provide Ukraine with armor-piercing ammunition. Daniel Gouray is a defense security expert at the Lexington Institute and says it really doesn't mean much.
The fear of escalation, the fear that battlefield or tactical nuclear weapons might be used by Russia at some point, has been, if you will, a dampener on some of the more aggressive options that the West could have taken in dealing with the Ukraine-Russia conflict.
The UN is talking about a major drinking water shortage.
The agency says the lack of drinking water around the world is dire, and it's getting worse. Experts say that millions of the nearly 8 billion people in the world don't have enough clean water or sanitation infrastructure to take waste away from their homes. The UN report says the lack of access to basic water-related services kills more people globally than droughts, floods, and other natural disasters. That's despite the effect of climate change. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
The Senate's top Republican is back home after a stint in physical rehab. CBS's Adriana Diaz.
Senator Mitch McConnell is home tonight, released from a physical therapy rehab facility where he was treated for a concussion and a broken rib. McConnell tripped and fell at a dinner 2 weeks ago.
The University of Connecticut women's basketball team streak is over. The Huskies had been to 14 straight Final Fours, but now they're out of the tournament after losing to Ohio State 73-61. This is CBS News.
Get 50% off tax prep at Jackson Hewitt. Limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max savings $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Take me home.
take me home. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music cruising round. That is Seen Somebody. Train Keeps Rolling before that. Cruising Around. I really love this band a lot. And you can see them tomorrow at the Red Rooster for Dana Perry's album release party for her new album, Now and Then.
That's tomorrow?
That's tomorrow at the Red Rooster.
Ooh.
So it's Cruising Around, Uncle Jim, Dana Perry.
Oh, that's going to be a great show.
It is. And you got to check it out. Dana Perry goes on tour. She's going to be gone for like a month, I think.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. Pretty good. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Jimmy Kay here with rocker Terry Barr.
Hello.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't forget, get that app on your phone, the Civic Media app. You can listen to all the shows
everywhere and anywhere, Jimmy Kay. We listened in Florida.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Civicmedia.us. Hey, Bombastica is just 3 weeks away. The 27th anniversary of Maximum Inc. and Max Inc. And we're throwing a party at the Wisco Rocker April 15th. We're going to do a live radio broadcast. The three of us.
Oh, no.
Plus E-Dub. E-Dub is going to join.
E-Dub is coming back.
Well, it's live radio at the Wisco. Of course, E-Dub's going to join.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
A reunion.
Okay. Yeah, it is. Anyway, April 15th, we'll be live broadcasting. Rob will be at the studio. We'll be at the Wisco from 6 to 9 doing the live broadcast. And then at 9 o'clock, Rocker, the music starts. The real party happens. Tell us about the bands.
Oh, that's right, Jimmy. Ironplow, my band, will open up the show for Eclipse Records recording artist Carbellion.
Ooh.
And they're from Milwaukee. And that's going to be an amazing show. They have a brand new album out. And followed by another Milwaukee band, Wizard Hammer. And they're crazy. They got this guy who's an amazing bass player and great drummer, great band. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Jimmy, you know what? You bring up Bombastica every year. You know, I've been doing Bombastica, which is Maximum Inc.'s anniversary party, since the year 2000, right?
Right.
Bombastica 2000 was the first one. I was just looking at the poster for Bombastica 2002. It's like going back in history, right? We did, here's what we did then, 3 days, 16 bands, two cities,
what?
And free admission, right?
Wow.
We did it at the Globe in Milwaukee and then also at the Annex here in Madison. And we even had the Electric Hellfire Club was one of the bands that we got. They were, you know, they're a huge national band at the time. And the Pipe Circus, Jimmy, you might remember them.
Pat Peterson.
Muzzy, yeah, Lucton, Moon Gypsies, who they're going to be playing a show. We're going to be telling you they're going to be reuniting for one this summer.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you about it yet. All right.
Of course.
But it's in the
That was a tease. That was a good tease.
That was a really good tease.
Yeah. Yeah, so we did Bombastica. Used to be traveling between Milwaukee and Madison, and we even did one in Rockford.
We should bring this back.
I was going to ask, why aren't we doing this
we can
now?
We could hit Wausau.
You know, we're all just waking up from the pandemic.
Oh,
right?
So, that's what it is.
You know,
we're the pandemic.
Yeah. No, I don't know. That's a great idea. I mean,
hit the road, go to Wausau, hit Stevens Point,
do some different cities. Every
I want
time.
To do one in Green Bay,
dude.
Wausau. Yes. We got to do one. Maybe we'll do a Bombastica in like every CM market.
That'd be fun.
That would be great. Let's go on tour.
Yes.
There we go.
Civic Media Tour, Saturday Night Tour.
I'm in.
Is there somebody at the door, Viv? All right. That's our next guest. They're the Little Earthquakes. I can feel the ground trembling right now.
Oh, good.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call us up. Say hi. Tell us what you're doing tonight. While we jam some Ja Boogie. Brand new music from him on Max Inc. Radio.
I do work when I wake up in the dawning. Meditation goes into the higher spaces. Work when I'm walking through my garden and I'm feeding on the nations. I do work when I reason with the youth and making them aware of wickedness in high places. Work.
That's all the loving I need. Son Michael Dragan on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. How you doing, everybody? We've got the Devil's Lair coming up with Jake O in just a couple of minutes. Little Earthquakes are getting set up as well. Ooh. Have a chat with them. Terry, a big kind of a cross promo event with Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media.
Yes.
Up in Neenah is really cool.
No, this would be
it's not in Neenah.
Rapids, Nakusa area.
Oh, Rapids. Okay.
Yeah. I know. Well, you know, the Civic Media rep, this network has grown so quickly. Sometimes it's easy to get confused. Which station? Where are we talking about? But yeah, this is going to be with Wis Country 105.5, basically out of Wisconsin Rapids, Nakusa. It's the second annual Hoozles Rise to Music Competition. Oh my goodness. They had so many people get into this last year that they think it's going to be bigger than ever this mm-hmm. year. Happening at Hoozles at the Lakes. And yes, we're part of it. Of course, the Civic Media Network is part of it. And basically, if you go to the website, Rise to Music, you sign up to compete, and it goes on all summer.
There's prizes.
Tons of prizes. Yeah,
and of course,
cash. I'll just say that because people like cash.
Cash.
Mm-hmm.
You could win some cash.
Uh-huh.
That's a great prize.
Yes.
It satisfies everything.
Yeah. And the registration for any artists that want to compete, well, it's open now. So definitely register to do that. It's going to be so much fun. You can also get details. This is super easy. Wiscountry.com. Wiscountry.com. Go there and you'll be right easily directed to where to register.
How cool is that? Hometown radio
mm-hmm.
supporting a local artist competition where
yes.
they can win some cash.
Cash. They get radio time. They get some gear. They get other shows that they can play. And even, I believe, they will get a chance to play at Hoozles at the Lakes, which is beautiful and a great venue. They get to play there every single week later in the summer.
How cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, check it out there.
Yeah.
We'll have more updates on that as we get
yes.
closer to the event, I'm sure. Rocker, you requested to play some Smokin' with Superman for our next guest. Why not? This is E-Funk on Max Inc. Radio. Yeah. Smoking with Superman, we are local music, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, three Madison locations, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, a really cool locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery. They're going to have some live music there too on the patio in the spring. Look out for that. Get the details right now at fullmilebeercompany.com. And by Forward Craft and Coffee, we pour it all at Wood Avenue in Madison. To get more details at forwardcraft.com.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody, on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Live at the Devil's Lair with Jake O coming up in just a couple of minutes. But right now, here's Rocker to introduce our next guest.
Jimmy, during the lockdown, little earthquakes gathered in a converted chicken coop on a rural Wisconsin farm to write and record their debut album, Promises, and the five-piece original group from Madison is ready to share it with the public. Annie, Shannon, and Brett have stopped by the studio, actually Shannon's on the phone tonight, to tell us all about the upcoming album and the release show at the Burr Oak on April 6th, along with guests Pink Halo. Annie, Brett, Shannon, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yay!
Hey, thank you.
Yay. Great to have you all here.
Oh my gosh, thanks for having us.
Make sure Shannon is here on the phone. Are you with us there, sir?
Hey,
yeah, I am. Thank you.
Excellent. Oh, great. Oh, great. 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 Okay. So for our listeners who may not be familiar, how do you describe little earthquakes? How did you come to be in a converted chicken coop? I love this story. Give us the backstory. Give us all the scoop.
Or poop.
Yeah. I knew you were going to say it. Tell us more. Tell
Shannon,
us more.
You want to start this one off?
Sure. So, yeah, I mean, in COVID, it was Brett and Mark and Mark and I had played together in a band before. We'd had a reunion show for that band, and we just, in part of that process of getting ready for that, we started playing together. And we'd come down, we'd meet at Mark, the drummer had bought a place in Cambridge, a farm, and we started playing in his barn. And then over the course of time, as things got colder, we decided we can't play in the barn in the middle of winter.
You can't feel your fingers.
but he had this old chicken coop. And so once COVID hit, so the project that kept us together and kept us working together was taking and tearing that thing apart, putting in a new floor, putting in new walls in it, getting it. Actually, so it turns out it's a beautiful, beautiful space, great recording environment. That was our pod. That we just sort of all would disappear there over the course of those couple of years.
That is great. What a story.
It was good. Andy calls it our West Elm chicken coop.
That's so very good. Dwell magazine for a chicken coop.
Oh, fancy chicken coop.
It's very fancy.
Okay, so Brett, now tell us, how did you meet Annie? And it has something to do with some old Smokin' for Superman band?
Yes, yeah. So Smokin' for Superman, we were asked to play Funk Out Cancer. Alphalachi approached us about it, mm-hmm. and it was a really good cause. So we got everyone back together, and Shannon and I and Mark had been playing for, you know, a year or so. We weren't really sure where that was going to go. And so then we had our first rehearsal. Well, Joy Draglin brought in some backup singers, and I remember we were rehearsing, and I was just kind of looking over at Annie and like, who is this girl? Like, we this might be a good fit for our band.
That's and then awesome.
We all went out for dinner afterwards. Annie wasn't there. I was sitting next to Joy, and Joy is like, you guys should really get Annie in your band. And we made the phone call, and that's kind of how it all went
down.
It just
made it happen. That's a great story.
It is.
Tell us about the recording of the album during the lockdown, and how excited you have to be to finally be able to release it to the people.
Yeah. It was... I've never been in a music project where we took on the recording ourselves, so we were recording everything. So it was, I don't know, it was a big learning curve. Shannon, what do you think?
The process itself was really liberating, right? Like we were able to take time with the recording in a way that we never had been able to before. And during lockdown we had all the time in the world, so we kind of took advantage of that more than anything. But in the, you know, I think in the end what that meant is we recorded it, realized we could get better sounds on a couple of the instruments and drums, re-recorded everything, and then did mix down and got it ready to go. So I think at this point we're just super anxious to get in.
And then maybe we re-recorded it again.
We recorded things. It felt like
two or three times.
Many times.
But at this point, you must be so proud. And as you were saying, we can't wait to get this out there now.
I feel like we're kind of excited for the next album because I think we got things kind of dialed in where we're pretty happy with how things are sounding.
It took some time for us to figure out like what the sound we make together is, like writing together. When I first joined, there were, I think, like six or so songs already written that I just wrote, you know, melodies and lyrics and harmonies mm-hmm. to. But then when we started writing together and Science, our synth and keyboard player, kind of joined back up with us, things got really magical at that point. So I think now going forward, it's just going to be... I think we'll just continue to evolve, like, how we write and how we sound, which is really exciting.
Oh, that's great.
So this was like, I feel like all this music that's on this album, it's like, it's got so many different vibes to it. It's like different generations of how we evolved. And you can hear that in the different, like, there's just so many different sounds.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. You got the show coming up with Pink Halo. Tell us about that band.
Pink Halo. Oh my gosh. I can't believe they said yes. They are such a hot band. They're a really fun, like, indie pop, electro indie pop duo. One of the members, Julian, is also kind of a multi-instrumentalist in the band Kainalu. And they are just like doing amazing things right now. They just released an album. I'm so excited to play with them, and I feel really blessed that they said yes to doing this show with us. I think it's just going to be like, people are not going to be able to like sit in chairs during this show.
Oh, those are the best.
It's going to be a standing show, and we're doing it at the Burr Oak, which is like, I just love that venue. It's small, but it's like, feels like home. It feels like the kind of venue that Madison needs more of.
Yes.
I kind of like grew up bartending at the King Club, and I miss that place so much.
I remember the King Club.
That was always a good time.
Oh man, yeah. I worked there like four nights a week for like 3 or 4 years. It was it was like the best.
Wow.
So that feels like, you know, kind of like a place I want to have as a musical home.
Yeah. Well, okay, the show's at the Burr Oak, that's Madison, April 6th. You will have CDs or records, right?
We will have vinyl.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That is amazing. Wow, you guys.
Yeah, we're so excited.
And where can people, along with going to the show, because obviously that's what we want, go buy the vinyl at your show, go hear these guys, where could people also find the band and the new album?
Our Bandcamp is a great place to go. That's a great way to support us and the music we're making. You can pre-order our vinyl on Bandcamp, and you will get a signed copy actually that you can pick up at the show, or we can ship it to you if you're not in Madison.
Nice.
And you get a sticker.
Hey, that's cool. People,
the sticker's a clincher there.
But you can also download the MP3s there. Also, we'll be on all the streaming services. We have 3 singles out that you can listen to now.
Perfect.
And then the full album comes out end of this month, I think.
Actually, goes live on Friday on the streaming.
Oh,
nice.
And of course, Bandcamp. Oops, I'm sorry, Shannon. Go ahead.
Special sneak preview goes up a little bit before the show.
Excellent.
That's great.
People also get their sneak previews here on Max Inc. Radio, because we've been spinning the tracks for a few weeks now. Annie, Brett, Shannon, thank you so much for coming into the studio tonight and calling in, Shannon. Appreciate
thank you.
And
thanks for having us.
Congratulations.
Thanks so much for having us.
Excellent. Let's hear some music. I love this album, the 3 songs that I've heard so far. This is Little Earthquakes, Digital Cowboy. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Radio, we are local music, Little Earthquakes. The song is called Eggshells. Grab the advanced single right now. Pre-order your vinyl on Bandcamp. Thanks to Annie, Brett, and Shannon for coming on the show tonight. Stick around live in the Devil's Lair with Jake O. It's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Are you looking for a great way to get into shape this year and have a fun time doing it? Then look no further than Leviathan Jiu-Jitsu in Sun Prairie, just off of Highway 19 behind Gus's Diner. Leviathan Jiu-Jitsu offers students a challenging curriculum and a safe and family-friendly environment for all ages. Kids' classes are offered Monday through Thursday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. with an emphasis on bullyproofing. Veterans and first responders receive a 20 22% discount on the cost of membership in honor of their service. Check us out online at leviathanbjj.gymdesk.com.
This is Monica from Fox, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And
you are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.